KTOO would like to acknowledge that we broadcast from the homelands of the Akkwan. The Tlinédi have stewarded this area for thousands of years. The tidelands where our studios sit are now covered over with buildings, roads, and parking lots, but they were once an embarking point for fishing and hunting grounds and to gatherings in other villages, as well as a place where children played on the beaches and learned to row in the harbor. In sharing this history, KTOO hopes to honor the ancestors and the descendants of the Akkwan. We recognize those families who have never relinquished their ownership and stewardship of their land and waterways and continue to cherish and depend upon their immediate connection to the waterfront for today and for future generations. We'd also like to take a moment to say thank you to the individuals who helped us craft our daily land acknowledgement. Gunash Cheesh to Vera Starbird, who planted the idea of making it super place specific and guided us on pronunciation. Lillian Petershore, who created so much of the beautiful structure. Ishmael Hope, who gave additional ideas, and Ernestine Hayes, Bob Sam, and Fran Houston, who gave important feedback. We are grateful to all those offering guidance as we grow as an organization. So you're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and our next guest is a musician and a composer who will be performing in the upcoming Rock Ock Indigenous Music Festival. Welcome back to the show, Ed Littlefield.
Gunalchish. Happy to be here.
Thank you, Ed Littlefield, and also known as Shakindustu, Wasayeti. Well, many of our listeners know you well, but for those who don't, would you please introduce yourself?
Shakindustu, Chetduasak, Kagwantan, Ayachet, Lutnachadi, Yedi, Chetsiti, Kagwantan, Dutch Hunk. My names are Ed Littlefield and Shak Kindus II, born and raised in Sitka. I'm a percussionist that plays with my Native Jazz Trio, Native Jazz Quartet, and Native Jazz Duo, a couple different versions of that. And playing music around the country, around the world.
I would also like to remind our listeners that you composed our new KTOO audio logo that you can hear on all three of our stations as part of the station identification. Here's a little bit of that right now. Yeah. We love that. I love it. We've got several different versions, and we've got it on all three stations. So thank you, Gunas Cheesh, for those tunes.
Goodness, sheesh. Yeah, that was a really fun project. Lots to work on there. You know, it went through lots of different variations, but I think we got somewhere that everybody's happy with, and hopefully people in Juneau and anywhere in that's listening to this station and the partner stations are singing that melody.
Yes, I hope they hear it and think of both us and you.
There we go.
So, Ed, how's it been for you since we hunkered down in 2020? Are you still finding opportunities to write and perform music?
Yeah, it's just like everybody else, most other people, it's been pretty tough artistically. But I've found a couple people to play music with online, which has been kind of fascinating. You know, we lay down tracks and I put the drum tracks on or overdub, as well as working with Perseverance Theater a bunch. So I've written a bunch of new music and done sound design for three new plays over the last year and a half, which is pretty cool. So yeah, we're getting there, crossing our fingers, getting back to doing more in-person playing with human beings. That's great.
That's right. And you're here to talk about performing in Rock Ock. But before we talk about the upcoming music festival, I would like to ask how your opera is going. Can we check in on that?
Let's check in with that. Well, yeah. So the Tlingit Opera Project is a three-year project, by the way. So we are in the definite infancy. And Vera Starbard is the librettist, and I will be the composer for that. We had a great workshop earlier on over Zoom, unbelievably, that we recorded about 20 minutes of music that I wrote for that. And the cool thing is that I didn't orchestrate it yet. We don't know what the orchestra is going to be like. We actually don't even know what it's going to sound like. So this project is so huge, and we want to be as respectful as possible with all this, that we're still in the beginning steps. But we are on track to start cranking out some things every month for the next 8 months, and then having a workshop in May of next year.
Oh, that's
to start learning and working on that.
How exciting is that? And I know it'll be worth the wait, because, you know, these good things take time.
Yeah. And we're, you know, during this journey is like, we're trying to figure out what a Tlingit opera is, because, you know, what is opera? It's music set, or text set to music with, you know, background and all this set design. You know, what does this world look like? And yeah, it's really amazing chance to get to talk to people about how to create the world's first Tlingit opera.
It'll be one of a kind. Well, we will check in with you again next time we talk and hear how that's going, or with Vera if we talk with her in the meantime. But for now, you'll be a part of Rock Auk, the inaugural Indigenous Music Festival, taking place here on Tlingit Ani, November 5th and 6th, and you'll be performing with the Native Jazz Trio. We're big fans of the Native Jazz Trio here at KTOO, have been for a long time. But could you please describe your music for anyone who might not have heard it before?
Right. Well, in about 2009, I was playing jazz drums around, you know, and kind of thinking about what songs we would play, you know, in the groups that I sit in with, and trying to start my own group. And Christian Fabian was a co-founder of that group, the Native Jazz Quartet. And we started with the influence that we would play what we know, like what our nativeness is. And so I was raised Tlingit in Sitka, you know, learning the songs and dances, and a great inspiration for me and clan elder for the Kagwantan clan was Charlie Joseph Kathak. And he was also known as the Songbox, and he knew so many songs, and he was able to pass on those songs. But he also gave us these dleguk, which are children's lullabies. And since they weren't owned by any clan, I was able to use those and kind of give a different take on them. So using the jazz background, but also being totally honorable for the melody, I was able to create a Tlingit jazz album. And if you were to take away the extra bass, drums, piano vibes, you would just get a melody that is thousands of years old. It is based on exactly the same melody. And I really, in my work, I try to, if I use a melody that's ancient like that, I try to keep that melody exactly the way it was written, because it was written for a specific purpose. And I'd like to honor that. I've also been writing, so that's the group. So I'm Tlingit, and I'm using Tlingit melodies to inform the jazz playing that I do. Another person that's coming up for the concert is Ruel Lubog, and he's Filipino, and his parents moved here before he was born. So he was born in the United States, and he doesn't necessarily know, like, he wasn't raised on the Filipino songs, but he heard them from his parents. Like, they weren't, like, ingrained, but that was his parents would occasionally sing something, you know, and he like, oh, yeah, I remember that from years ago. So we have a couple Filipino tunes that we use, melodies that we use for jazz. And then Christian Fabian, who unfortunately can't come up this time, but he is a first-generation immigrant. And he uses, you know, 200-year-old melodies that his great-great-great-grandfather wrote or something like that, you know, like ancient melodies that we turn into jazz. And then our final member of the quartet version is Jason Marsalis, and he is African-American, and he used the Creole New Orleans kind of first, the mixing of French and jazz music. As his inspiration for that. So we're trying to take who we are as our backgrounds and give that material up for interpretation through the art form of jazz.
Wow. What a one-of-a-kind style of jazz. I love it. Let's listen to a little bit right now. There's a song that we can play to give our audience a little bit of sample of what they might hear if they listen to the Native Jazz Trio or tune in to your concert for the Rock Ock Festival. Would you like to set this one up?
Yeah, so this is Chach Ucha Shadki, and this is one song that I learned as a kid. And we actually, it's so old that the translation wasn't complete. And so we had to go and ask Ethel McKinnon Dastia, who was Charlie Joseph, or is Charlie Joseph's daughter. And so we kind of worked it out. And, you know, 25 years later, we kind of figured out what it means. But birds are finches. A flock of finches are flying overhead. And they're flying over a woman named Yekushi Ta. And the feathers are falling softly on her. Mm. So I like to take that and as an opening song and kind of welcome in the audience with that song.
Let's listen now.
Chalcha shadki, chalcha shadki, kaudli icha, edesas, yekushitla, yekushitla, du khwati kadach aya, he, hi, hi, na, hi, hi, na.
That's really cool. Is that you singing the vocals there?
That is me, yep.
Well, what does it mean to you and your group to perform in Rock Ock?
Oh, this is amazing. Looking through that lineup, look up rockockfestival.com. Check it out right now. Like as you're listening, go to the internet and check it out. There are some of my favorite artists on this group, on this list. And I want to talk about Superman, who is going to do a virtual part of this because of travel restrictions and things like that. I've been listening to Superman for like 4.5 years now, and his songs are poignant. They're meaningful. They talk about, there's a song called Treaties. You should check him out. Treaties. It's just amazing material. And so to have a venue, a festival dedicated to bringing in, you know, these amazing artists from around the country, internationally, right? And to come in and perform all in one place, that's amazing. And it gives a little importance to the Tlingit people, native community in Juneau and in Southeast Alaska and in Alaska. It's like, hey, it's okay to play, or we want you to come into our town and play. And there are very few places around the world that will say that for a festival like this, an indigenous festival. But then there's also like my friend Yatsin, Nick Galanin, who is, you know, he was same age as me. We went to school together, and his dad was friends with my dad. And then to see he's on the billing with me, that's amazing. So it's like his work. I played a couple tracks for him for his couple records that he's done, a few records. And so it's great to have people that are from afar and from right next door. Like I've heard Nicole Church sing a couple times, and you know she's going to be on that. It's going to be great. So and then you get Bamiwa. I mean, no words can explain that amazingness. It's just what a fun band. Speaking of their records, Bamiwa has done something with their Side A, Side B record that is unbelievable. Check it out if you haven't done it. They do a Side A, which is pretty much the original kind of the traditional recording, and then they do their reinterpretation on the Side B. It's amazing what they do with that. So having this festival here means a lot, and having it in Juneau, having it in Tlingit Ani is also very important to me as well.
Have you been a part of anything like this before, a music festival of this kind or an event of this kind?
Yeah, I've done with the group and individually, I've done many jazz festivals and, international festivals and things to that like. But to have it all indigenous works is very special and very unique. and that's something you don't find in many places. So with that said, I do think the festival atmosphere is super exciting, and then to add an indigenous element to that, so it's throughout, will be just amazing. So as a new, you know, forward way of doing festivals, music festivals.
Yeah, and Rock Auk is going to be a biennial event. So while we, so maybe by the next one, it really will be more like a real in-person festival with all of the fun elements that go along with the live music.
Oh, man. I was just talking to Kwachung, Stephen Blanchett, and today, actually, he's like explaining his dream for two years from now. It sounds amazing. Just block party. You know, you got some, you pay for a wristband and you got multiple stages. I mean, that's a festival when you have more than one stage and people can say, oh, I want to check out, you know, half an hour of this person and then go half an hour of the next person. And then I'm going to go listen to the main event at the main stage. Oh, so much fun. If you've never been to a music festival, that's what makes it exciting, because you can sit and watch for a little bit and just watch one stage, or you can go bop around and go to two or three different stages during the day.
Yeah. Well, what will you and the trio be performing in your set for Rock Auk?
Yeah, we're going to do some obviously Native Jazz Trio arrangements. But yeah, I'm going to mostly feature the Tlingit melodies and arrangements I've done. I've written two more songs that have never been performed live before. So I wrote them in the pandemic, and they were recorded, you know, via Zoom or online. I would send the tracks online. And then so there'll be two brand new works that we haven't played. But also, I think I want to get in Ruel's Filipino background in that, because there is a, you know, Filipino population in Juneau and Sitka, where I'm from. You know, I have a lot of friends that are Filipino in that area. So it's kind of, it would be very cool to share those songs as well. But focusing on the Tlingit material for this show.
All right. Well, from what I understand, many of the bands will be performing live here in town, but the concert itself will be filmed and streamed online. So is that the case for you and the trio?
Yeah, this is going to be amazing. Again, he was talking through, Stephen was talking about that to me today. It's going to be fascinating. And I hope this is okay to share with everybody, but we are recording live sets during the day in the morning. And then I think the studio is going to put those into a package, and we are literally doing the day of, you will get what we played the day of. That, you know, it'll be fresh and never heard before, just like a real concert. So it's not, it's pre-recorded, but we're going to play it like a show. And the rest of the audience will, that's attending, will be the other bands. So we'll have a little audience participation in there, even though it's not the, you know, unfortunately can't have audience, the rest of the audience. But the bands will, that are coming, will listen and kind of help the other bands that are playing with the energy, because I think that's the major part that we've been missing. Played a couple streaming gigs and you go shabba-dram, and then silence. And that's like not the best thing to do when you have a live show. So we'll have a little bit of background. It's but yeah, it's going to be intense, amazing, and I just can't wait to hear all the rest of the artists as well.
I'm excited as well. And some of the KTOO crew will be there to run the cameras and all that. So you have a little bit of an audience from them too. I'm sure they'll be very excited. And Littlefield, thanks so much for your time today. I'm really looking forward to seeing your set at the concert, from your Native Jazz Trio to your Tlingit Christmas carols to your Tlingit opera. You're just like such a groundbreaking individual. So it's a real honor to talk to you today.
Goodness, cheese, my pleasure too.
Have a great time at Rock Auk, and we will see you again soon.
All right. Likewise. See you again.